there is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. Built in 1961 by the Kol Israel Foundation in Bedford Heights, Ohio, a Holocaust memorial has just been declared a national memorial, recently signed into such recognition and law by President Joe Biden as part of an omnibus package. The memorial honors 6 million Jewish lives lost during World War II. In a statement, Sherrod Brown, U.S. Senator for Ohio, said that the memorial's recognition marks an historic moment for survivors and their families who built this monument, which reflects a need to recognize what it stands for and its significance, which it continually defines.
When you think about history and you think about the rise of anti-Semitism right now, it is something that is critically important for this country to recognize some of the dark history, but also to memorialize the historic nature and be able to take that dark moment and turn it into a celebratory moment.
Meanwhile, in Europe, Thessalonica, the Greek city which once housed a Jewish majority of citizens, has experienced a Holocaust memorial being desecrated for a fourth time since 2014. The website of the Central Board of Jewish Communities in Greece shows a photo displaying a red swastika painted on a grave which represents the tombstones destroyed by the Nazis. A red Celtic cross, which is a white supremacist symbol, also appears on 5 historical markers lining the site at Aristotle University, which is the area where the cemetery was once located. In a statement, the city's Jewish community has strongly condemned the desecration, describing it as an unholy act done by followers of intolerance and anti-Semitism, expressing their hatred and fanaticism, and has called on law enforcement to urgently track down and bring the vandals to justice. Before World War II, the city of Thessalonica recorded one of Europe's highest Jewish populations. Its Jewish community was primarily Sephardic, which also included a small community of Romaniotes and Judeo-Greek speakers from Greece and Turkey. Michael Brown, one of many unaccompanied Jewish children who were evacuated by the British government before the outbreak of World War II, is to be awarded a British Empire Medal for his services to education and awareness of the Holocaust. In 1938, a moment known as Kristallnacht, regarded as a time when Nazi violence began against Jews, led to Brown being rescued and taken to Britain in an operation known as the Kindertransport. He says that when telling children his stories, he finds it ironic that, in a way, Kristallnacht saved his life. His achievements include addressing volunteer organizations, religious groups, and school children in Britain and Germany about his experiences escaping Nazi persecution. He has also, for the past 2 years, worked with the Holocaust Educational Trust, speaking to more than 2,000 people. Israeli singer Ofra Haza, who passed away on February the 23rd, 2000, at the age of 42, has been added to the list of Rolling Stone magazine's 200 greatest singers of all time, listed at 186. During her career, she recorded 17 studio albums and one live album. She became well known internationally when she represented Israel in the Eurovision Song Contest back in 1983 with the song Chai, and her major international breakthrough followed the 1984 album Shirai Taiman. And he made a name for himself as a soloist in the Miami Boys Choir at the beginning of the 2000s and became famous recently after his former choir opened a TikTok account which introduced their songs to millions who had never before heard of their Jewish influence music. Well, today, David Heshkovitz says that his experience in the band provided him with the confidence he would need later in life by encouraging people to be proud of their Jewish roots and identity. And following his newfound stardom, has now released a new song titled You, which he has dedicated to his wife. Enjoy this short extract.
It's easy with you. Like something that I've never felt before. It's so different and true. 'Cause you're the one that leaves me wanting more. Now I'm falling. I can't fake it. I get lost in a moment.
For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. If you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.